With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In day 11 of the Iran war, President Trump says the conflict is progressing more rapidly than expected, and he predicts it will end soon. As the BBC's Hashayar Jonadi reports, Mr. Trump is also threatening Iran with a fierce response if it disrupts tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz.
In response to this gesturing from Iran, President Trump has issued a very strong and angry message on Truth Social, in which he's warned that if Iran stops the flow of oil from the Strait of Hormuz, it will be hit 20 times harder than what it has already been hit with. And then it added that Iran will face with death, fire, and fury in such case.
The president says the U.S. was forced to take action against the Iranian regime because of its refusal to abandon its quest for nuclear weapons.
They were starting work at another site, a different site, different kind of a site. And that was protected by granite. They wanted it protected. Granite's pretty good, but they wanted it protected by a lot deeper. They wanted to go a lot deeper, and they started the process.
Which the president says had to be stopped. Iran, meanwhile, has been firing more drones and more missiles at Israel and Gulf Arab countries. Gas prices continue to rise. As of this morning, AAA's national average for a gallon of regular, $3.54. That's up 6 cents a gallon from yesterday. California's average is $5.29 a gallon. The Federal Aviation Administration briefly grounded all JetBlue flights because of a request from the airline. The ground stop lifted early this morning after about 40 minutes. On Wall Street, stock futures higher so far. The Dow futures are up 178 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 109 points. This is SRN News. There's trouble at Maine Correctional Center.
According to an expose in the Sun Journal, a male inmate who is living as a woman has been placed in the women's prison and is terrorizing his fellow inmates. Several women who were serving time at the facility in Windham tell the newspaper that the man has sexually assaulted them. A growing number of mostly liberal states are placing men who are living as women into women's prisons over the objections of advocates and lawyers. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a bevy of studies, marriage and family are in decline in this country. 60 years ago, about 72% of adults were married, and over 90% would go on to marry. Today, 46% of adults are unmarried, and half of these people aren't even interested in dating. Population forecasters project that about 25% of millennials and 33% of Generation Z will never marry. Polls also reveal 29% of American adults live alone. This is SRN News. It started innocently enough, but ended in tragedy in Gainesville, Georgia. Correspondent Keith Peters explains.
A Georgia high school teacher is dead after teenagers pulled a late-night prank outside his home. The Hall County Sheriff's Office said teenagers went to 40-year-old Jason Hughes' home late Friday night to roll his yard with toilet paper. It says Hughes came outside as the teens were leaving and he tripped and fell into the street where one of the teens struck him with a pickup truck. The 18-year-old driver of the pickup has been charged with a felony count of vehicular homicide. Four other teens were charged with trespassing and littering. Hughes' family said in a statement that he knew and loved the teens and that they want all charges dropped. Keith Peters, Washington.
Team USA has advanced in the World Baseball Classic after beating Mexico 5-3 in Houston. The U.S. improves to 3-0 and will meet Italy tonight. More details at SRNNews.com.